Just looking at our basic numbers of positives, we experienced 2.5 times the positives in just the month of July than we did the previous 3 months. Actually, since testing began, we had 20 positives when we started the month of July, and then we opened into phase four, and we had 50 additional positives just in the month of July. So that has thrown our county matrix metrics up in a warning situation there, that, you know, we've had so many positivities in a short time frame that our region, we're looking at that to how to mitigate that and how to bring those numbers back down.
And that involves what?
The same thing that we've been saying over and over: the social distancing, the reducing the social gatherings, definitely wearing a face mask or a face covering, washing your hands, not touching your face. Those, I think I could say those in my sleep, honestly, but we do see a lot of folks that are not complying with that. And we would just ask to really think about that, because it can spread so quickly. And just even having a small, compact group, you can still get it, you just don't know.
And then today, as we're speaking to you on Tuesday, you announced the first 3 deaths to this pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I know that has to hit close to home for people that are in the healthcare industry and have been tracking this since mid-March.
Right, yeah. We had hoped beyond hope that we would never see anything that would be a COVID case, a case-defined COVID-related death. And unfortunately, we had 3 over the weekend. And, we're just really sad about that. Sympathies, of course, go out to the families. And, we're a small community here. Chances are we knew folks that would be affected by this. So it just, it was a somber day for us, so.